This is Kent Porter, and the topic is relationships. Part of my comments are reviewed in the written document, How Do I Improve Relationships? An interesting benchmark to assess how you're doing in your business, at work, or with others is to assess your relationships with others. If you have a relaxed, solid relationship, then you're able to discuss things openly and exchange ideas and learn from each other. If it is tentative or ouchy, then a lot of time is wasted figuring out how to avoid the conversation, how to frame it properly, how to go around the person, and so on and so forth. An ideal example would be you could come into my office, flop down in a chair, and say, you know, Kent, you're a real problem. And you proceed to outline, hopefully fairly tactfully, how I am a problem. Now, I would feel that I could do the same thing with you, and we could get on with the business of doing business. Your response might be, in an ideal world, true, but it's difficult out there, and of course you're right. Let's talk about how you might improve relationships. First of all, see if you can find a common ground. If you're spending time with them discussing things other than projects or business, you will have a better understanding of who they are, and they, of course, will have a better understanding of you. I'm not proposing that you shine them on or you do something that goes against your grain. I'm proposing that you begin to understand who they are, not necessarily agreeing with their position or their values, just understanding them as individuals. You can start the process by asking them questions such as, what brought you to, and then you fill in the state or the city, or you might mention a movie that you went to and your thoughts on it. Ask them a movie they went to recently, or if you feel comfortable going slightly deeper, you might say something like, what's something that you're a natural at that's easy for you to do, or what's the funniest commercial you've ever seen, or is there a movie you could watch over and over again? Questions are an excellent way to engage others. If you're at a loss for questions, there are books. In fact, I'm holding one right now called The Complete Book of Questions. So the point being, you're starting to establish a relationship with them. When you can put somebody at ease, that is a major accomplishment. I think a legitimate assessment of somebody in a managerial or leadership role is whether or not they can put people at ease. The result is, if you can, people will share information with you more freely and you can connect. Back to establishing relationships. Don't be seen as competitive. Rather be seen as somebody who can generate possibilities, not someone who has to have their way or puts a stake in the ground. Also, be tentative in what it is your thoughts are. Invite their criticism or their opinions or their thoughts. Statements such as, I don't think I see the full picture. What am I missing? Or questions like, why won't this work? Or what are some barriers I'm missing? What would you do if you had the opportunity? What are your suggestions? You've heard the aphorism regarding win some, lose some. You can't win all the points, nor should you attempt to. Some ideas or situations you should be willing to let go of and, quote-unquote, lose on. Interesting point would be to self-monitor. How often do you take a stand? How often are you unwilling to compromise? If you can't answer this question, and a lot of us couldn't, find somebody you have confidence in. Ask them to be your mirror. Tell them what it is you want to accomplish, that you are concerned you take a stand too often, you can't see yourself. Will they please observe you and track how often it is you're taking a stand, then come and give you feedback. You can offer to make this a reciprocal agreement. If they would like to have you monitor their behavior in some way, you can do the same for them. Further on building a solid relationship, respect the other person's position. Does not mean you agree with it, but listen to them. Hear them out. ask them lots of questions before you state your side and make sure that they feel understood. In some situations, I see people working at maintaining relationships above them and letting relationships with peers go. Check yourself on this. In other situations, I see people focusing on direct reports, paying no attention to managing their boss. Obviously, this is not good for your career health. So make sure you're managing your relationships on a 360-degree basis. Solid relationships, even if you have positional power, are based on influence, and often influence comes from asking questions, listening to people, and acting on their suggestions. Acting may be that you tell them why you can't do something, but you have acted on it in a sense that you've given them feedback and you've closed the feedback loop. Another barrier to relationships is you just don't like something about them. I don't know what to say other than take that negative thought, block it, and find something in them that you like or something they excel at. A final comment on this tape about relationships is put the subject in perspective. For example, let's say I'm traveling a lot, and when I head back home, I want to have seafood for dinner with my wife that night. I go to the house, and my wife says she wants to have steak, and I say, nope. We're going to have seafood. I've been thinking about lobster tail at such and such restaurant, and that's where we're going. She said, no, I've been thinking about steak. Which is more important, you're having lobster or you're maintaining a healthy relationship with your wife? Now, obviously, there's a compromise. You can go someplace and have both steak and lobster. The point being, constantly ask yourself, is the particular item under discussion more important than the relationship? Or the relationship.